T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Back in on the Gabe Kutcher on 92.9 FM ESPN. We have to catch up with our weekly Showboats guest, and we are very pleased to have the head coach of the Memphis Showboats, John DeFilippo, join the show. He's Super Bowl 52 champion, but now he is the head coach for the Showboats. He is on X at UFL Coach Flip. Coach, what is happening? How are you?
What is going on? It's great to be on your show again, and it's always a blast to be here. Thanks for having me on.
Yeah, so you guys are opening up the season here on March 31st. Are the guys getting ready? We have 11 days away. 11 days away before you play the Roughnecks.
It's unbelievable. It's time's flown by, and it's been a lot of football taught, a lot of football practiced, and our guys have bought in, and they're doing a great job. And you know, obviously, we're really looking forward to the opportunity to open the season with the Houston Roughnecks.
So, how is the trim the roster down? I know that's never fun to talk about, but have you guys got to that? I know it has to go from 75 to 50. What's the process been like? Do you have to make a couple more cuts before we get there, or are those just about done?
No, we're not done yet. We went from 75 to 58, which was hard.
Yeah,
it's the worst day as a coach. I mean, you know, unfortunately. You know, it's the chair I chose, and that's part of the gig. And, you know, it doesn't, but I don't take those decisions lightly at all. And I take my time with it, and it's very deliberate, and I have help making those decisions.
All right. Now, do we have keep going. I apologize.
But we have to get down by next week when we start game week. We have to be down to 50. So we have to make 8 more roster moves.
Okay. Now, do we have a quarterback decision? That's what we really need to know. Do we have a quarterback decision? A starting quarterback picked out?
We're not ready to name anybody yet. We're going to practice a few more days and let it go and see where that goes and see where that takes us. And I'm pleased with all, you know, obviously Case Cookus has done a really nice job, you know, along with Troy Williams. And we just signed Josh Love that's, you know, learning the system. He's been getting a few reps as well.
Yeah, how much of it is there sort of a revolving door? If you have sort of the same group core of guys that you've had to deal with through camp?
Pretty much the same core group of guys. We've made 3 moves in camp where we thought, you know, we needed to, you know, add somebody else for some depth purposes. And so those moves have, you know, worked out for us. So so far, so good with those moves. And unfortunately, we have to make 8 more.
Yep. Now, when we get into season, what should fans expect from your team? Where do you think your bread is going to be buttered? On the offensive side of the ball, defensive side of the ball? Do you feel that you will be a very balanced team heading into the season?
You know, this is what I tell our players all the time. You know, I've been on some 3-13 teams. I've been on a Super Bowl team. And you win games, really good teams win games different ways. They really do. Throughout the course of the season, you look back, and you're going to have to win a game 10-7. You are. You're going to have to win a game 42-40. And that's a sign of being a really good football team, is whatever it takes to be one more point than the other team at the end of the game. That's what you have to do. I mean, there's going to be some games where we get the ball thrown over our head. There's going to be a game where we may take 5-6 sacks and be in second and long and third and long and where it's tough sledding. But we got to find a way to win those games. And so that's what championship teams do.
Yeah, and hell, stylistically, we look at the two dynasties that have run in the NFL since the 21st century began. The Patriots always did that consistently. They always had a good defense, but there were years where Randy Moss and Tom Brady were throwing it up over top and they had a really good offense. And we see it with the Chiefs, too. I mean, the Chiefs were a defensive-run team, and they still have Patrick Mahomes and Travis Kelce on that other side. And their defense was never something that you really hung your hat on, but they were, what, second in points per game allowed this year. Right. So that's just sort of how it works.
That's how it works. And, you know, like I said, that's what great teams do. That's why, you know, I don't know Coach Belichick at all. I've never met Coach, but I've obviously admired him from a long time from afar. And that's what I always appreciated about the Patriots when you prepared for them. Like, you know, they don't care how they have one more point in the team. There might be a week they open up with 22 straight passes. There might be a game with next week they may line up in 22 personnel and try to slam the ball down your throat running the football. They don't care. But each, and that's kind of our mantra. Like, each, there's, we have hopefully 12 chapters to our book this year, but we're guaranteed 10. And each chapter is different. Each chapter is not going to be read the same. And so that's what I've tried to continue to install in our players, is that, you know, there's different ways to win. And hey, who knows? Especially a punt return may win it for us one week. You know, so there's three phases that need to contribute.
Yeah, how much are you guys sort of chomping at the bit to get into Memphis, get in front of the fans, get into Simmons Bank Liberty Stadium? Because I know you've been out in Arlington and doing the whole training camp thing. I think everybody sort of wants to be in one place, I'd imagine.
Yeah, I mean, we can't wait to get to Memphis. And obviously our goal is week one and then taking care of business week two, you know, against San Antonio in front of our own fans. But I'm personally, you know, I was part of spring football last year in the USFL. I'm just so thrilled that we have a home base, and an unbelievable home base. And I keep seeing these renderings that are being put out for the stadium and this and that. And, you know, it's just a really exciting time for you know, Memphis football and all of Memphis football with the, you know, renovations that are happening at Liberty Bank Stadium. And obviously Memphis had a great year. The University of Memphis had a great year this year, and hopefully we can continue that trend and have a great year with the Showboats as well.
What does it look like for your players? I know a lot of people have been asking me about this. For the players that will be in Memphis, like, what is their living situation? How have you guys handled that? Because I know that's sort of something, a hoop you have to jump through every single year with a rotating roster, different guys being on the roster every year.
Yeah, well, the model this year, okay, is we're going to be in Arlington and fly home for games.
Okay,
so we're actually staying down here in Texas. So, you know, the players have kind of all, you know, buddied up, you know, and you know, they have a housing stipend that the league gives them, and so, you know, they're going to have some, you know, apartment living housing or renting an Airbnb or whatever those guys find. You know, a lot of the coaching staff is staying at a Marriott down the road from the facility, so we're close to work. So every guy's kind of, you know, on his own, and but the league's done a nice job of giving us a stipend so we can live down here.
Now, last thing for Coach John DeFilippo. He is the head coach for the Memphis Showboats. He's on X at UFL. Coach Flip, who are some guys we need to pay attention to, some playmakers on both sides of the ball as we head into the season? I know I talked to Darius Victor last week, and his story is absolutely unbelievable at the running back position. What he's had to overcome to be in this spot at age 30 is unreal. But who are some of those guys that we need to pay attention to?
I'll tell you, you know, offensively, you know, obviously I think that Daywood Davis and Jonathan Adams have had a really, really solid camp at the receiver position. I really like how we're gelling this week on the offensive line, and then to me, that's a unit thing. I mean, you can have great players on the offensive line, as you well know.
Yep.
But if you don't gel as a unit, you know, it's hard. And so I really appreciate the communication that's going on this week with those guys. And then defensively, you know, John Atkins is doing a great job in there. It's hard to run the football against that guy. And you know, I'm really impressed with our DBs. Our DBs have made three or four interceptions this week, and you know, T.J. Neal's running around out there playing middle linebacker, and it's just, I'm really pleased where we are right now as a football team.
Yep. Now, week two will be your first home game against the San Antonio Brahmas. April 6th, it'll be at 11 a.m. at Simmons Bank Liberty Stadium. We need to get people to buy tickets. TheUFL.com and click that Buy Tickets tab. Is that sort of what we're looking at?
Absolutely. Come rock the stadium for us and help us create a home field advantage, and we will do everything in our power to make sure that coming out to the stadium when we are in Memphis is a great experience for the family.
Yes, sir. Well, you the man. Have a good rest of the camp. We will talk soon.
I can't wait. Thanks for having me on. Go Showboats.
Yes, sir. That is Coach John DeFilippo. He is the head coach for the Memphis Showboats. He is on X at UFL Coach. Flip, that's an interesting sort of model that they have going. I think they're going to try to shift it after a while, though. But to have the home base be in Arlington and fly out for every single game, it's an interesting sort of, you know, way to go about things. But USFL and the XFL having this partnership, I sort of like the way things are headed. For a lot of these guys, because this is a league of opportunity. That's what it is.
Well, and in the for fans who don't know, some of these XFL friends, like St. Louis is in the XFL, which will now play Memphis.
Yeah, it's UFL now. It's all under the
United League, right? Thus, United Football League. That franchise in St. Louis, they draw like 40,000 fans.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Legit.
Yeah.
I'm not even making that up. Like, yeah, 40,000 people had, go to watch a Battlehawks game.
Was it last year or 2 years ago they had to open up the
upper deck?
The upper deck.
Yeah, so they opened the upper deck in St. Louis.
No one has seen anybody in the upper deck since probably the Rams were playing there previous to the Battlehawks.
Last year when Memphis played Mizzou, you might recall we all were making fun of the turf at the Dome because it looks nasty. I hear the rumor is they're going to replace the turf inside of the Edward Jones Dome. So a round
of applause. It is beyond time.
Yeah.
It's beyond time.
That is what our sources are telling us is that.
And you know what would be nice, too, at the old Dome? I know you've been to the Dome.
Many times. I was in the Dome for some playoff games.
It would be nice. Nice with the Dome.
Yes.
Make some upgrades. Make some upgrades. Try to do something.
Yeah, I mean, I think since Kroenke drug
much,
out of there.
I don't know how much money the they'd be willing to put into it if you're the city of St. Louis, but
you know, it is
we're doing it here in Memphis. We're trying to updating the old sim.
In three phases. I read the press release yesterday.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. So
the Dome needs some tender loving care.
Fred Smith isn't stepping up to donate $50 million to the Edward Jones Dome.
I get it. I completely understand.
Old Ed Jones is long gone. So
maybe Worldwide Technologies go ahead and throw some money into the Dome.
Worldwide Tech has poured in money to the sports market of St. Louis, including the soccer stuff, and they've sponsored the racetrack across the river there in St. Louis. Like, they have a legit NASCAR race there now because of Worldwide donating money. So, I mean, there's real money there for sports.
No, for sure.
Yeah.
For sure. Yeah. They need to pour some money into the Dome, though.
It was a sorry-ass Dome.
It's rough.
It is.
No one really bothers me, even when I was young.
It's dim, too. It's always dim.
It's like yellow lights.
It's very. They got to fix
even
the
lighting.
Even
when I was there, even when, you know, the end of the St. Louis Rams era, when I was going to games, every home game, it was not good then. It was not a good stadium.
Oh, how dare you! It was state of the art the day it was built.
The day after it
might have been toast.
Yeah, I hear that.
I will say, and we're seeing this with FedEx Forum. Like, if you don't get it right the first time, they quickly change because now there's more lower seats for indoor basketball stadiums, and I mean they evolve quickly. Look, have you seen the mocks? I know Jeffrey Wright is our resident mock-up of fans, and I know we got to go for our last segment here before we get to the top of the hour. The mocks of this Clippers billion-dollar basketball stadium, folks. If you have not seen this, Google the Clippers new basketball stadium. It's a billion-dollar facility.
Well, Jeffrey is very much a renderings are the best.
I enjoy his love of renderings more than
renderings
I love renderings.
Renderings are phenomenal, though.
Now, I can see why you get excited about them. Like, the Simmons Bank one, though, it just looks like they're putting LED lights on it.
Well, yeah.
It just looks like, hey, look at the nice lights.
They had the field boxes and everything else on the west side of the stadium that they did show as well. But it looks, I want to see what
it's
it actually looks like when
it's
when it's
very much, it looks like it is now with lights.
Yeah.
Look at the neon glow lights.
The LED light going around.
Have you noticed that? They're like, look at this big blue light going around our stadium now.
Look how nice it looks.
$80 million.
And I love how the renderings also have it at like a perfect, what do they call it for photographers?
It's like Illuminati. It's got this glow.
They call it
it's a glow.
It's like the winning hour or whatever. They always, whenever they do the renderings, they have it perfectly where the sun's setting.
Oh, yeah,
like
and you
right
have
over.
The faux people walking around outside.
Yeah. That beautiful. It make it look as beautiful as possible.
Yeah, it is a little out of what normally happens.
Now, Community FSBO wants you to know that there's more than one way to sell your house. In the FSBO process, FSBO, for those that don't know, it means for sale by owner. They give you the tools to make yourself your own boss when it comes to selling your home. You could go to a realtor and they could handle it all for you, or you could use the FSBO process and you can handle most of it yourself, but they do help you. They have three separate packages that let you take advantage of the next-gen FSBO process. You pick your package, and they handle everything about from there. I mean, professional photography, interactive 3D walkthrough, floor plans, room measurements, and, of course, they handle the listing where you're going to save a whole lot of money. Then you field offers, you get a contract, and you are on your way. The money savings, I always use the same example, but I'm going to keep using it. Using a 2,000-square-foot home selling for $350,000 at a 3% realtor listing fee of $10,500, you could save up to $9,800 to that $10,500 listing fee. That is a lot of savings, and if your house is worth more than that, if you have a higher value, you can save even more money where that comes from. So if you're looking to sell your home, look into Community FSBO. It's an unreal next-gen process that you are sure to latch onto. You can find them at a couple of places. One is CommunityFSBO.com. That's CommunityFSBO.com. Or you can call them at 901-660-FSBO. That's 901-660-3726. But look into it. It is absolutely, it's a phenomenal process that they have going over at Community FSBO. Now let's go ahead and grab a break. When we come back, it'll be time to get into small talk.
There's nothing in sports quite like March matchups, and that's why BetMGM is dropping Bet and Get tokens into the accounts of customers in Tennessee. Simply add a wager on March matchups to your bet slip and activate your token. You'll instantly receive a bonus bet, no matter how your wager goes. From buzzer beaters to big upsets, BetMGM is here for every magical moment of March matchups. Enjoy same game parlays, live bets, player props, and so much more with your BetMGM app in Tennessee. Claim your bet and get token today to earn a bonus bet, regardless of whether your March matchups wager is a swish or a miss. Only at BetMGM, the king of sportsbooks. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. 21 plus only. Tennessee only. New and existing customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. For problem gambling support, call the Tennessee Red Line at 800-889-9789.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Did you know one of the best investments you can make? It's in yourself. At My Computer Career, in just a few months, you could start your new career in the high-demand, recession-resistant field of information technology. Isn't it time you invest in you and start a career in networking, cybersecurity, AI, or upskill to boost your current IT career? So, get the ROI you deserve at My Computer Career. No experience necessary. Start now at mycomputercareer.edu.
Financial aid is available for qualified students, including the GI Bill.
I wish you could see the beautiful azaleas and dogwoods in bloom. This is Sheldon Rosengarten with Mark Spensdorf Realtors. I can't tell you how many times clients in November have told me that the flowers are truly breathtaking and the pool sparkles, but in November, it won't. But I say rush the season. Take photos in March, April when the azaleas are in full bloom and take pictures of the pool when it's open, and maybe show some kids in the pool playing. So when you sell your home in the winter months, people don't have to use their imagination. They can see the beauty of your home as you see it. And when you're taking your pictures and thinking of selling at some point in the future, remember what people often say. When you want the job done, call Shell Done. You can reach me at MemphisRelocate.com or 483-0546. At Shell Done Rosengarten, the worst golfer in town, at 483-0546 or MemphisRelocate.com.
All 650 acquisition fee, 30,000 miles per year, 20 cents excess mileage, Forte RE72-3985, MSRP 22320, Sportage R724-7640, MSRP 29635, Telluride RG499963, MSRP 41005, includes all rebates and incentives, must finance through Hyundai, excludes tax on a license with approved credit. See dealer for complete details, offer valid through 4-1-2024, dealer stock only.
Hey, 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 it's my man Jeff Allen bringing sweet deals from Gossett Kia South Mount Moriah.
Hey, Randy, I've got a 2024 Kia Forte LXS that gets 41 mpg highway, and you can hit the road for just $219 a month.
That's awesome. What else you got?
2024 Kia Sportage LX, $289 a month. Both 36-month lease and $34.99 due at signing. Or go big in a 2024 Kia Telluride S all-wheel drive, $429 a month. 36-month lease and $39.99 due at signing.
Plus, get peace of mind with a 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain limited warranty.
So whether you live in Horn Lake, South Haven, Olive Branch, or Memphis, you'll be happy at Gossett Kia on Mount Moriah.
We're online 24/7, KiaMountMoriah.com.
This is Gary Parrish reminding you about Danny Morrison Roofing Professionals. They're a local, family-owned and operated business serving the Mid-South's residential and commercial roofing needs since 2010. It's the home of the free roof. You really can get a new roof with no cost to you. Most roofing jobs, they can be done in one day, so this isn't some lengthy process. Just call Danny at 901-870-0186. It's Danny Morrison Roofing, 901-870-0186.
Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices. And when you download the Kroger app, you can enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. Plus, you can earn fuel points to save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. So it's easy to save big. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Fuel restrictions apply.
Save more with our quality brands. Right now, Kroger brand pasta and 2-liter Big K drinks are 10 for $10 with your card. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
At the Regional One Health Surgery Center, our focus is not only on healing, but getting you back to normal as quickly as possible. With expert surgeons and the latest technology, we offer the most advanced robotic and minimally invasive procedures. That means you get the most effective care with less time in the hospital and more time doing what you love. Regional One Health. Specializing in tomorrows.
What would you do with an extra $687 million in your pocket?
The first thing I'd need would be a new pair of britches.
Think about it while you hurry into any Tennessee Lottery retailer and play Powerball today for your chance to win big. The next drawing is tonight.
Direct Auto Insurance is for uncompromisers. With a super low down payment, you can stop compromising and keep driving. Get a free quote at directauto.com. Down payments vary, does not mean savings. How you buy can affect price. National General Group, Winston-Salem.
Definitely a little more off than we could choose, so we're going to have to forego small talk. But before we get to the third hour of the show, I have to remind you about Old Dominic. If you're a whiskey lover on the hunt for a perfect sip to watch some basketball in March, look no further than Old Dominic Spirits. They're made right here in the heart of downtown Memphis. The distillery is here. It's beautiful. Get down to 305 South Front Street on the riverfront. You're going to love it. They have a variety of spirits, though, on top of that Tennessee whiskey. They have gin, vodka, toddy, and they have more than that. And if you want to go check out the events that they have, go to olddominic.com. They have a crawfish boil coming up this Saturday, March 23rd from 2 to 5 p.m. Chef Bryant of Bain Barbecue will be there. They'll have live music, drink specials, $16 for 1 pound, $48 for all you can eat, plus a free cocktail. You can reserve your spot at olddominic.com, or you can join for a tour and tasting as well. You can book that at olddominic.com. But Old Dominic Distillery wants you to come by and say hi. Coming up next, right here on the Gabe Kuhn Show, we'll start hour number three with Kyron Samuels talking a little college football. That's next.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.